It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
Fort Umpqua Days returning to the Elkton Community Education Center Saturday and Sunday. You've been hearing about it. And Deb Gritton, the co-executive director of the nonprofit organization, on with us. And I'm sure you've got a lot to do today to get ready for this weekend.
We sure do. We've got a whole crew of student employees helping us get the fort ready.
And so let's talk about this. Now, the event itself, Fort Umpqua Days, how many years has this been going on?
Oh, for Fort Umpqua Days, at least 15 years. Before that, it was called something else. But Elkton's been celebrating Labor Day weekend together for eons.
So talk about what's going to be going on over this two-day period. Sounds like a lot of different things.
Yes, we have live music going on. We have our annual pie auction on Saturday. We have living history demonstrations at the fort. We have a whole encampment of historic interpreters down there. We have kids activities all day, each day at the fort. Animals, live animal displays. We have the blacksmiths are back this year. So we have apprentices of the well-known Cy Swan. These young gentlemen have been apprenticing under him for years, and they are taking the torch and running with it with their blacksmith display, and they'll have items down there. You'll not want to miss them. So much going on up top. We've got the WOW truck visiting us, which is wellness on wheels, so all sorts of fun ways to be healthy and have fun at the same time. They've got a big giant bouncy house and climbing wall. And we've got a mullet contest happening on this Sunday. That's our second annual. It's super official now.
A mullet contest. Yeah, I had one once. I understand. But you guys there focus on history, and I think the mullet should remain in history.
And not
come back to the present. So this is really geared for families, young people, old people, just about everybody.
It is, yeah. With the live music both days, vendors, we'll have a ton of vendors up top, so you can come shop through artisans. We have, obviously, our pageant also happens at the end of each day. We have a comedy musical pageant. This year, the name of the pageant is Mischief in the 50s. It's all related to Elkton history, so we are looking forward to that and find out who's going to be the cheerleader this year.
And you get some live music, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep, on day one, we have the Sunny Sky Boys, and on day two, we have Mark Malafite. If you haven't heard him in a while or aren't familiar with him, he's excellent. And the Sunny Sky Boys with Joe Ross. Oh, they're great.
Now, why, it's a holiday weekend. You guys could just have the fort closed for the weekend and everybody take the weekend off. Why put all this effort out there?
Oh, a couple of reasons. One, our community likes to spend time celebrating with each other. It's the culmination of the end of the summer season, and here at ECEC, that's when students are back in school and our really busy season starts to come to a close, and we get a lot slower over the course of the rest of the year. It's also our biggest fundraiser for ECEC of the year, and the community spirit that comes together to keep our local community education center going for all the rest of the year happens this weekend.
So is there anybody in Elkton that's not a part of this?
I cannot think of a single human being that is in Elkton that does not come to Fort Umpqua Days.
or is helping with it.
Or is helping with it, yep. The local Baptist church runs the barbecue booth fundraiser for ECEC, so they all volunteer. They have a whole crew that comes down for 2 days and runs a barbecue booth for us. The school runs a booth. We also borrow tents from them and things like that. And they have classes that come and they have their own vendor booths. Obviously, we hire students all summer, and they help us run the center during Port Umpqua Days, too.
Wow. So a lot is going on. If people want to find out more, kind of the whole list, where do they get that information?
They can go to our website, which is www.elktonbutterflies.com. You can also find us on social media. We're very active on Facebook and Instagram. You can email us. You can call us. We've got all the information on all of those places for folks to see.
All right. Deb Gritton, co-executive director of the Elkton Community Education Center, Fort Umpqua Days, starting at 9 a.m. Both days. Deb, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:37 at the Morning Report.